and talk about something you saw when you sleep. You'd say, this is what I
dreamed.
Mm-hmm. You might say, usually when I go to sleep, I do
dream.
Mm-hmm. But I can't always remember what I've
dreamed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you might say, I dreamt so and so, and all of a sudden I
awakened.
Mm-hmm. And if you bring your foot down heavy on the floor like this, you say you do what?
Stomp it.
Say you were at church or something, and the friend is leaving alone. You might ask the friend, "Can I?" Or so the friend doesn't have a way home, doesn't have a car.
I give you a ride.
Mm-hmm. And to get a boat up on land, you have to tie a rope to it and
pull it in.
Mm-hmm. or to get out on the water, you have to
push.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And let's see. Say you had a real heavy suitcase you carried a long distance. Instead of saying I carried it, you might say, "Oh, I had to do what to this thing all day. I had to
wag with it all day."
Would you ever say I had to lug this thing?
Lug like? With it.
And say you have a piece of fine glass or fine crystal,
mm-hmm.
and a child is reaching toward it. You might tell him, "Don't
break that. Mm-hmm. Don't break the glass."
Mm-hmm. And if you need a hammer, you might say to me, "Go
get a hammer."
And let's see. Now, when you're playing tag, the thing that you have to get to before the other person, before whoever's it touches you, is what? You have to get back to. You know what I mean?
When you play tag, the person who has to touch you.
Yeah, and he has to touch you. The person, you usually call him it, don't you? The person,
mm-hmm.
has to touch you. And you have to get where before it touches you. Did y'all play like that?
You have to get to it before.
Yeah, did y'all ever have a base or a goal? Do you have to get to the home base or something?
With tag.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose so. I don't know.
Been a long time since
you played. Oh, isn't it the truth?
you throw a ball and ask somebody to
catch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so you say, "I threw the ball and he
caught."
Mm-hmm. You say, "I've been fishing for trout, but I haven't
caught."
Mm-hmm. And you might say, "But let's meet in town. If I get there first, I'll what on you? I'll." There's no need to hurry. I'll wait
for you.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Say one of your little boys is done something. He's about to get a spanking for it. You
mm-hmm.
might say,
like one of them right now.
He might say. Well, he said, "Don't whip me, please.
Please, mommy.
Give me
one more chance."
And if a man's in a good mood, you know, and you can just joke with him, you'd say. Or let me put it this way. Say a man always sees the point of a joke and all the time making jokes. You say he's got a good sense of
humor.
Mm-hmm. And say that we're sitting here talking, and a salesman that's been around three or four times comes back. You might say, "Well, there's that pesky salesman. Stop your recorder and wait till I do what to him."
Stop your what?
Recorder and wait till I...
Humor him.
Yeah.
Spelled the same way too.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. If say somebody stole your pencil, what's a slang word you might use? Somebody stole your pencil. Is there anything?
Snatched.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you might use there?
Mm. Walked away.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't.
Pilfered.
Mm-hmm. Would you use those terms for more expensive things, like say a diamond ring? Would you say somebody snatched my diamond ring?
Oh my goodness, no. They stole it.
Definitely stole that.
I'm telling you.
You might say.